Now that President Donald Trump has declared a public health emergency because of the nation's opioid crisis, those working the front lines of it want to see an actual increase in funding. Last week, the president promised loosened regulations and increased flexibility for states with funds. He also unveiled a TV ad campaign designed to warn Americans of the danger of drugs. Critics are wondering if it's enough. Indiana is one of four states where the fatal drug overdose rate has more than quadrupled since 1999. Chuck Harris is the coroner for Porter County and calls the president's actions a baby step. Harris says the effort the Hoosier State has made with law enforcement and education has been in the right direction, but he believes the focus also must be on treatment, at which Indiana is failing.
Indiana is one of the worst states in the entire nation for availability for people to receive treatment for drug addictions.
Indiana University officials announced last month a five-year, $50 million initiative to study and curb the Hoosier State's opioid crisis. More than 70 researchers will participate and will make policy recommendations to state government leaders. More than 1 in 20 people in Indiana, or 286,000 Hoosiers, report having engaged in non-medicinal use of opioid pain relievers. More people now die in Indiana from drug poisoning than in car accidents. Harris hopes the president's declaration of a public health emergency will free up funding to make sure all emergency responders have the life-saving drug Narcan on hand.
That's a step. When you can start preventing deaths, you're giving people more of a chance to get treatment. It's not a solution, but it's another step in getting rid of this crisis.
The drug epidemic continues to put a strain on law enforcement agencies and the court system. Between 2015 and 2016, drug-related arrests by Indiana State Police increased more than 40%. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.